In this lesson today, I'm going to be talking about faith and faithfulness. I group these two virtues together, seeing that the one results in the other. Faithful means full of faith. Loyalty. Loyalty to the one whom our faith rests for salvation. When Paul wrote of the faith of God in Romans chapter 3, and of the faith of Jesus Christ in Galatians chapter 3, the Greek word he used for faith means fidelity. Thus, the Revised Version gives faithfulness to these references. The margin of the Revised Version gives us, "The just shall live by his faithfulness." You cannot have faith if you're not faithful. If you're not faithful to Jesus Christ, if you have been committing spiritual adultery, you cannot believe because you're double-minded. A double-minded person will get nothing from God. The Bible uses three terms to express the same act of man, namely faith, believe, and trust. These three terms are used hundreds of times in the Bible. Faith is the noun for believe. For the believer, it implies trust in God's word, which becomes an active faith to live by. Believe suggests trust and confidence in the word used by John more than anyone else. John only employed the noun faith once in 1 John chapter 5. Trust carries the idea of leaning upon. When used of Jesus, it is more suggestive. He trusted in God at all times, especially in his darkest hour. Jesus sought refuge or leaned upon his heavenly Father. The New Testament concept of this term is that trust is that of trust in a person, in his word and promise. We live by faith in our ordinary lives. Daily we manifest faith, belief, trust. Although faith is a theological term occurring in the language of religion, it is nonetheless a purely human act. It is an element in ordinary life, without which the world could not go on for even a single day. Every hour we are performing acts of faith towards our fellow man, as well as acts of disbelief. And if we analyze what faith towards man is, we shall discover a key to the question of what faith towards God is. For an understanding of all the implications of faith, it will be necessary to study the Bible as a whole. In the Old Testament, God spoke about faith. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, God said, "They are a forward generation, children in whom is no faith." In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, God said, "His soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith." Paul tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. What kind of faith is Jesus talking about? Is he talking about big faith, small faith? Listen to what he said, Matthew chapter 17, in verse 20. "If you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." If you've got just a small amount of faith, nothing is impossible to you. Jesus distinguished between faith as representing trust in himself and faith as the body of revealed truth. In his parable of the unjust judge, Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? I say this, I believe that when he comes, he will find plenty of faith in false cults and religious systems. But the faith in him and in his word is already a scarce commodity in a world of growing apostasy? If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.